Meseches Kiddushin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Asara Yechasin Olam Mibavel. There were 10 classes of genealogical classes that came up from Bavel with Ezra HaSofer before the second bias. Kahane, Kahanim, Leviyim, Leviyim, Yisraeli, Yisraeli, so that's three. Chalali, the fourth class were Chalalim. These were Kahanim who were Pasul Kahuna because they descended from a relationship between a Kohen and a woman who he was usher to. So say an Almana to the Kohen Gadol or a Gush of a Chalutza to a Kohen Hedyet. Gere, which were converts, Vacharure, and these were freed slaves who are also regarded as Gerim. Mamzere, Mamzers. Nesine, these were Nesins, they came from Givain, and their conversion was suspect. Whether this was Midaraisa, Anis, or Midarabanan, it's not clear. It's Machlekes Rishonim about this as well. Shisuki, the Shisuki was someone who he didn't know who his father was, and we'll discuss that in the next Mishnah. Va'asufe, and a foundling who doesn't know who his mother and his father is, also discussed in the next Mishnah. So now, with regard to these 10 classes, Kahane Leviye v'Yisraeli, the Kahanim Leviye v'Yisraeli, Mutarim Lavai Zebazet, they can marry with each other, no problem. Leviye Yisraeli Chalala Geri v'Charure, Leviyim Yisraelim, Chalalim, these Kahanim who are Pasul Kuhuna, Gerim, and Charurim, who are essentially all converts, they are Mutar Lavai Zebazet, they can marry each other, no problem. Kahanim, however, could not marry a Chalalim, Gerim, and Charurim. Gere v'charure mamzere u'nesine shesuke v'asufe kulm mutarm lovei zebeze. Now these could all marry into each other, but a Levi and Yisrael could not marry to a mamzer or nesin or shesuke or asufe. Now the problem with a shesuke, someone who doesn't know who his father was, or asufi who doesn't know who any of his parents is we don't know whether this person is a mamzer now. We don't know who they are or what they are, and so because their lineage is suspect, they cannot marry a regular person. However, due to the way we darshan the word kahal, and the word kahal is mentioned 5 times with regard to a mamzer, 3 times is to prohibit levim yisraelim kehanim, but one of the times is to allow someone who's lineage is not definite. We don't know if they're definitely part of the Kahal, not definitely part of the Kahal when we're talking about a Shesuke or a Sufi. So they were allowed to marry into the Mamzerim. Similarly, Gerim and Harurim were not considered to come from the Kahal, so they could also marry Mamzerim. Nesine, it's not as clear why they would be mutter to Kahanim if they were considered Midrei Raisa to be Gerim converts, and if Midraban, and if the only problem with them was Midraban, or if they weren't mutter Midrei Raisa, if they weren't converts Midrei Raisa, then how Mamzerim were allowed to marry to them is less than clear either, because remember, Mamzerim are Yidden also, and they have similar prohibitions on marrying people who they're not, similar prohibitions on who they're allowed to marry, who they're not. So this is a bit of a discussion amongst the Rishonim, the reason for that. Mishnah Beis, we now define a little bit more specifically two of these classes, Ve'elohem Shesuke, these are who are the Shesuke, Kosh Hu Makir Es Ima, anyone who knows who his mother is, Ve'ene Makir Es Avim, and he doesn't know who his father is. And we called him a Shesuke because the mother would tell him to be silent, the same Sharish of Shtika or Shaik, when he would ask, who's my father? Asufe, the Asufim, Kolshan Nesaf Min Hashuk. So these are foundlings. Anyone who is gathered in Nesaf from the Shuk, from the public square, he's abandoned in the public square. And you don't know who his mother is, and he doesn't know who his father is. He doesn't know who his father is, and he doesn't know who his mother is. Avashol had a different term for Shesuke, which actually has some interesting implications. He wouldn't call it Shesuke a Shesuke, he would call it a Beduke. Beduke from the same shorish of Bedika, because Avashol would say you can do a Bedika into what the mother says the status of the father was, and if it all checks out, they're not going to be considered usher to anybody else, and there won't be a suffix or this cloud hanging over their lineage.